Hello and welcome to the Allegheny Institute Report on the Lincoln Institute Radio Journal. I'm Eric Montardi. Joining me today is Research Associate at the Allegheny Institute, Alex Sedini. Alex, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Eric. Thank you for having me.
The City of Pittsburgh Comptroller recently released the 2024 Annual Comprehensive Financial Report, which details the City of Pittsburgh's financial performance in 2024. Alex, can you give our listeners an idea of some of the highlights of that report?
Looking at the statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balance on a budgetary basis for the general fund, which encompasses the city's core functions like public safety, public works, etc., we can get a picture of how the city performed and then how it compares to the 2024 budget. Revenues totaled $703.6 million and expenditures totaled $699.7 million, which means the city ran a general fund surplus of about $4 million. Compared to the budgeted amounts, revenues were about $10.6 million lower than the budgeted amount, while expenditures were about $20.8 million lower. And then, according to the controller, the city ended with about $200 million in its unassigned general fund balance, which is essentially its rainy day fund.
Alex, the city raises revenues from a lot of different sources, and in 2024, those sources went in some different directions. Can you give our listeners an idea of how some of the larger tax sources that the City of Pittsburgh collects performed in 2024?
The general fund revenues are comprised of primarily taxes, but then also licenses, fees, and then some state and federal sources. Taxes account for most of the revenue brought in at about $528 million, which was $13.5 million less than the budgeted amount. Property taxes were the highest source of revenue at $143.4 million, $8.3 million less than budgeted. The next largest source of revenue was the wage tax on city residents, which brought in $137.3 million, which was $1.1 million more than budgeted. In terms of other notable tax revenues, the payroll preparation tax brought in $75.8 million, which was only $100,000 more than budgeted. On the other hand, the amusement tax brought in $20.9 million, which was $2.1 million more than budgeted, and the parking tax brought in $58.5 million, which was $7 million more than budgeted, which brought both of these taxes closer to pre-pandemic levels. On the other hand, the deed transfer tax, which is higher in the city of Pittsburgh than surrounding municipalities in Allegheny County, brought in $47.9 million, which is $11.2 million less than was budgeted. The facilities usage fee, or JOC tax, which continues litigation in the state Supreme Court, brought in $1.6 million, which was $2.7 million less than was budgeted. Lastly, it's important to mention that the general fund saw $46.48 million, or about 7% of the total revenues, from the ARP Trust Fund. 2024 marked the year that all American Rescue Plan funds had to be allocated and then will be spent by 2026.
That's the revenue side, Alex, which is very informative. Now let's talk about spending. The money comes in, then the money goes out every year. So what can you tell us about 2024 spending in the city of Pittsburgh?
General fund expenditures are broken apart by department, office, or bureau, and three components make up 60% of the total expenditures, which is the Department of Finance and the Bureaus of Police and Fire. The Department of Finance spent $184 million, which was $8 million less than was budgeted. This department houses the city's debt service and pension expenditures, which account for the high departmental expense. The Police Bureau spent $118 million, which was $5.3 million under budget, which is notable considering the scrutiny on the number of uniformed officers and overtime pay, which we'll touch on later. And the Fire Bureau spent $102.6 million, or $5.4 million more than budgeted. Looking at the other departments, which spent over $20 million, three spent less than the budget amount, and two spent more. The Department of Human Resources and Civil Service spent $36.9 million, $5.2 million less than budgeted. The Bureau of Operations in the Public Works Department spent $27.2 million, or $1 million more than was budgeted. The Department of Innovation and Performance spent $27 million, or $2.5 million less than was budgeted. And lastly, the Office of Management and Budget spent $22.3 million, or about $200,000 less than was budgeted.
So, Alex, Pittsburgh ended 2024 with a surplus. They're almost halfway through the 2025 budget year. There's been some concerns raised already about a couple of different issues, which you're going to touch upon. But overall, what should this city be concerned about going into 2026's budget year?
Drawing on the presentation of the annual comprehensive financial report when speaking to reporters and the letter of transmittal, the city controller portrayed the city finances as, one news account labeled it, serious but not dire. The primary concern is revenue. First is the ongoing challenges with regards to real estate taxes born out of a declining common level ratio, which has led to declines in assessed value primarily for commercial property downtown, and this has meant retroactive refunds for overassessments and then a decline in future tax revenue. When certifying the 2025 budget revenue forecast last September, the controller noted that these challenges on the real estate revenue front, combined with wage growth and high inflation, could see the wage tax overtake property taxes as the highest source of revenue in the coming years. However, population stagnation and/or decline could negatively impact the wage tax, which would spell trouble as the city's two largest general fund revenue sources would be declining. The other main concern is related to the expiration of American Rescue Plan's funds, which I mentioned briefly earlier. The city received two big tranches from the federal government, and that money had to be allocated by the end of 2024 and then spent by 2026. Over the last 4 years, $177.9 million was transferred from the American Rescue Plan Fund to support the general fund. And so the city will need to find additional revenues or rein in expenditures to avoid having to dip into and then rapidly deplete the fund balance over the next few years. To help accomplish that, the controller recommended adopting policies to help grow the tax base and attract residents. Attracting residents who stay in the city will contribute to the city's overall revenues by paying the wage tax, real estate taxes, and deed transfer taxes, and so on. The controller has also committed to highlighting areas of concern, such as the overtime or premium pay spending in quarter one of 2025, which could go over budget by millions of dollars if it continues at the current rate. The Institute has recently recommended to focus on lowering the cost of government via a hiring freeze and looking at potential outsourcing or privatization options for government functions. This would reduce the need for what is already a burdensome tax environment. Doing so would hopefully help grow the tax base, attract residents, and would be a far more holistic solution than using more taxpayer-funded subsidies and incentives to lure private businesses.
Alex, great stuff, and as always, we encourage our listeners to visit our website, www.alleghenyinstitute.org. For Alex Sedini, this is Eric Montardi, and this has been the Allegheny Institute Report on the Lincoln Institute Radio Journal.